One of Verdi's achievements was to expand established voice types such as the baritone or mezzo-soprano to new heights of dramatic power and expression. If you look at Italian opera before Verdi, the mezzo-soprano voice wasn't used in a very heavy or dramatic way. Think of Rossini in Barbara of Seville and Cenerentola in Rossini operas, where the mezzo is lighter and has lightning-quick coloratura. And even though when we get into Donizetti, there's a more dramatic use of the voice types in roles such as Jane Seymour in Anna Bolena and Leonora in La Favorita, the voice is still not being used to its full potential. It was Verdi who took the next step and created truly dramatic roles for the mezzo-soprano, such as Azucena in Il Trovatore and Eboli in Don Carlos.
Oh, yes.
And Amneros is one of the truly great mezzo-soprano roles. She can steal the show in her dramatic solo scene in Act 4. Here she has Radames arrested for being a traitor and revealing military secrets to Aida and her father. In the trial scene, she regrets having turned Radames over to the priests and, growing increasingly distraught, begs mercy for him. As we listen to this scene now, hear the masterful way that Verdi alternates between the offstage condemnation of the priests against Radames and Amneris' increasingly agitated responses to what she hears. When he's been condemned to death, she curses the heavens, and the brass in the orchestra erupts, bringing the scene to a hair-raising climax. We'll listen to Rita Gore as Amneris.
Aida's finale once again reminds us of the opera's essentially intimate nature. Radames has been sealed into a crypt, which is to be his living tomb. I don't know about you, John, but when I was a kid, it seemed that every Hollywood movie I saw, sort of on those toga movies, they were always being entombed in pyramids, and it terrified me. It was so effective. What he doesn't realize is that Aida, unseen, has slipped into the tomb as well because she wishes to die with him rather than live alone. When he discovers that she's there, he struggles to try and lift the stone because he wants to save her, but there's absolutely no way. So they realize that they're together and they will die together. And this final duet contains music of such ethereal beauty. The high-lying, softly sung vocal lines indicate that they've reached a new plane of existence, resigned to their fates, almost happy to leave this world and its cares behind. The opera ends quietly with the lovers dying, and as I should say, it ends quietly the way it started quietly, which is interesting. It ends quietly, Amneris appears above the crypt, and you hear her voice intoning the word pace, or peace, as she prays for pardon and peace, probably for herself, but also peace for the entombed lovers. Here is the final duet of Aida, O Terra Addio, sung by Leontine Price and John Vickers, with Rita Gore as Amneris.
Oh.
John just pointed out to me that, of course, Amneris doesn't know that Aida's crept into the tomb, does she? That's really interesting. Yeah. I never thought about that. I always thought, oh, in all this time, I've never considered that. But it's still so poignant.
Yes.
Please visit us at coc.ca, where you can also purchase this recording and tickets online. John, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's been my pleasure.
This is Jana Wichelow. Please join us again in this continuing series of podcasts sponsored by DECA, the opera label.